Okay, I want to get this out of the way first. Now, the band is called Maria the Mexican.
Yes.
Your name is Maria. You're Mexican. But the band's name refers to the entire group. Have I got that right?
The name Maria certainly refers to everyone, not just me. And actually, my grandmother's first name was Maria Teresa. And my sister's in the band as well, and her name is Teresa. And the band is a tribute to her and sort of what she provided for my sister and I. We grew up playing in her mariachi band, Mariachi Estrella. And we did that when we were about 11 years old until we were in our early 20s. And it was very important for her to preserve mariachi music. She was a pioneer in the industry. She started one of the first all-female mariachi bands in the country and really encouraged my sister and I to be proud of who we are, be proud of our heritage, and to not let anyone stand in our way.
I was a little surprised when I started researching mariachi music to learn that its roots extend way back to the 1700s and evolved and absorbed other influences, waltzes and polkas from the Europeans brought with them. And it seems like what you guys are doing is keeping the cultural tradition alive, but sort of bringing it into the 21st century.
It's a reflection of where we are now. You know, the people that were around, the musicians we play with, how we've sort of transformed, but still want to pay tribute to our roots. And our music is a celebration. You know, we're proud of our roots. We're proud of being Mexican women, and we want people to know that. And so we certainly are influenced by R&B, even a little bit of funk, soul. You know, I grew up listening to mariachi music, but also Santana and Jimi Hendrix and lots of classic rock. And all of that is reflected in the music.
Now, Marie, I know you have a new album in the works. It'll be your third. But I want to go back and listen to the title cut from your last release, South of the Border Moonlight, because I think it really illustrates what you're saying about incorporating contemporary influences into the traditional music.
Okay.
The hour and the things have come down, and we should get out of here as soon as we can.
So your show at the Bottleneck will be a chance for your fans to hear your new band with even more members and hear some of your new music. And you said you added some new members to the band and changed the sound up a little bit. Tell me a little bit about it.
I'm very excited about the lineup we have now. We've recently added a conga player who also plays the trumpet, as well as the pedal steel. I think we've really tapped into musicians that understand the vision or the picture we're trying to paint with our music. And so we have sort of these instruments that help us tie in the theme of the mariachi Mexican influence, but allow it to, you know, go farther into more contemporary sounds as well.
So as you were saying, Marie, your new release is coming out later this year or early next year, and I want to play one of the songs that, fortunately, you provided me with a bit of a sneak peek here, and I'd like to finish up our conversation here with your version of the classic Mexican tune, Malagueña.
Yes.
The music of the band Maria the Mexican. I've been speaking with Maria Elena Cuevas, one of the group's co-founders, along with her sister, Teresa Cuevas, and Kansas City area guitarist and songwriter Garrett Nordstrom. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Tom Parkinson.
Qué